meeting, the regular meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the secretary, and I'm the sole presiding officer at this point in time. What we'll do is, our usual thing is we'll do a roll call to establish that we have a quorum, after which I think our first order of business will probably be to select a chair pro tem. So we will now call the roll. Okay, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Jim Brown. A.C. Byrd, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer. Bob Lederer?
I was here a minute ago.
He was here a minute ago. R. Paul Martin here. Rosalinda Montez Palacios. Richard Phelps. George Ryder.
Here.
Doreen Roberts. Wendy Schroll.
Here.
Deb Shafto.
Here.
We have six.
Okay, let me try Bob on the other phone. Okay.
We had seven a little while ago. And
Okay. So we're on the verge of seven.
We are on the verge of seven. And for those listening, I guess, we're waiting right now to reestablish the quorum. We thought we'd had a quorum, and we apparently have one person who's not on the call anymore, and when that person comes back, we will have a quorum, and we can begin.
This is Bob. I'm back.
Okay. Bob is here. That's seven. We have a quorum, and we can begin. Okay. All right. The first thing we should do is elect a chair pro tem.
Maybe we should state why we need to do that.
Oh, okay. The meeting needs to have a chair to chair the meeting. And I'm the secretary, and I'll be doing that job, the secretary job. And although I'm the presiding officer, I should not be chairing the meeting while trying to do the secretary job. So we should have a separate person be the chair. And so right now what we should do is open the floor to nominations for people to be chair pro tem. Are there any nominations?
Yeah. All I wanted you to say was that Julie Chavez Rodriguez had resigned her position on the LSB, therefore she couldn't be the chair of the governance committee anymore, so we need to elect a new chair.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what I should have said. And also the vice chair is not present, otherwise she would be doing it. So I'm, yes, we do not have a chair at this point. All right.
Good evening, all.
Nominations are open. Anybody want to nominate anybody?
Who all is present?
Serene's here.
A couple people joined, I think.
No, I think that was
Richard. I just heard Richard and Serene, didn't I?
Yeah, I just came in.
Serene is here.
Great.
Okay, who just came in?
Richard and Serene.
Phelps and
yes.
Roberts. Okay.
Maybe we should ask if anyone wants to volunteer.
To do what?
Chair.
No, Lydia, you do.
No,
I'm volunteering you.
Lydia doesn't. No. But thank you.
Okay. And hello. How are you?
Hey, anybody want to nominate anyone? Or?
I nominate Grace.
No, I declined. Sorry.
Is Bob on?
Thank you, though.
Yeah, I'm on.
Well, can I make a suggestion?
Nominated Grace Aaron.
Can I make a suggestion?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
Richard.
You know, realistically, this will be for just the next couple of months. So, I mean, we should get somebody to do it. They don't have to be stuck with it. We're going to be electing new people in January. And so, you know, the committee composition may change, and then we'll elect a real chair for the next year. But, you know, it's not like you're stuck forever if you take this on for the next couple of months.
Well, okay. Actually, it's for this meeting.
This is Serene. Can I be heard? Can you guys hear me?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to nominate Bob Letterer.
Okay, I'll second the nomination.
Okay.
Say yes.
I'm thinking about it.
Say yes.
Sounds like Jack Benny.
Who was it who nominated Grace Aaron?
Lydia.
Lydia, okay. Got to keep. And that was declined, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'll accept.
Are there any further, nominations for chair?
Hello?
Hello? Are there any further nominations for chair pro tem?
Do Deb or Richard or George want to do it?
Pardon?
Do you guys want to be chair pro tem? Anybody?
How about you?
No, not me.
I mean, unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave early tonight. I'm involved in a whole bunch of stuff right now that, you know.
Okay. So, it's chair pro tem. We don't even have time to send in ballots and vote for another chair if we wanted to. So, right? Is that our understanding?
For this meeting. Mm-hmm. Chair pro tem is for this meeting because we are absent. We have a vice chair. And should the vice chair show up, the vice chair would chair a meeting.
Oh, okay.
The vice chair is absent. We have to elect a chair pro tem, and that's only for this one meeting.
Okay, I think it's unanimous.
Well, okay, is there any objection to closing nominations? Okay, I hear none. We only have one person nominated. I would suggest we do this by acclamation. All those in favor of Bob Letterer being chair pro tem for this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed, say nay. Okay, it passes without objection, so Bob, you have the chair.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm going to use as a template the agenda from the last meeting and then as a proposal, and then we can amend it from there. So I'll read it out. I just now located it.
You have it on the email?
Yeah, but the formatting's all messed up, so give me a minute before. I will post it, but let me fix it first. So what it has here is approval of minutes, 10 minutes, PNB report back. I'm trying to think, has there been a PNB meeting since? I don't think we've had a PNB meeting at which governance committee matters were discussed since our last meeting, so I think we can eliminate that item, unless anyone wants to correct me. Okay, and then working groups report back. Bylaws, 15 minutes. Code of conduct, 15 minutes. Contracts, 15 minutes. Policies and procedures. Did we eliminate policies and procedures at the last meeting?
Yes.
We did, yeah.
We did.
Okay, so that's off. Okay, and then...
we didn't eliminate it. We made it ad hoc.
Right, ad hoc, that's correct. Okay, now, the last agenda had old business, but I don't think we actually have any old business. Does anyone know if we do? If not...
Don't know it. We probably don't.
Yeah, okay. So then we have new business, 15 minutes, and then adjourn by 10 p.m.
Well, I have 9:45 from the last.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All right. So amendments to that proposed agenda. Anyone? All right. Hearing none. Then is there any objection?
Just a second. I'd like to add something.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to I guess Grace Aaron. I guess
Grace.
A new business.
Mm-hmm.
That if possible we make as a requisite of employment that the person who in management who's being employed sign an agreement, as long as it's legally proper, to go through a mediation process before taking legal action against Pacifica.
Okay, so a motion about management engaging in mediation. How many minutes do you want for that?
Well, it's new business.
Right, but we can assign a time frame for it.
Great. 7 minutes.
7 minutes? Okay. All right. Is there any objection to adding that item to this agenda?
No.
This is Lydia.
Yeah.
If Grace accepts it, I think as I looked up, as I have discussed it with attorneys, it's arbitration is what California law permits us to do.
Okay, that's better.
Okay.
Arbitration.
Well, actually, it's not better necessarily.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
right. It isn't, but we can discuss
it. Why don't we leave it to when we get to the actual discussion rather than right now? So I'll put it as management dash arbitration or mediation.
Okay.
Any other?
Yeah, this is Serena. I actually have two questions, and one of them, one is with regard to messages that accompany member mailings.
Messages that accompany member mailings. Okay.
Yeah. Just about, I don't know, 7 minutes should be fine. And I have a second motion, which I'm blanking on at the present. I'm digging through my email trying to. I'd send it to someone at a previous meeting that I didn't think it could be on, and I'm digging for it. So can we put unknown motion, or can I amend that later? No, I know we can't.
Would you let them do that at your LSP?
unknown motion?
Serene, why don't we just revisit it when you find it, and then we can always amend the agenda later.
Okay, great.
Okay. Any objections to those to that one addition? Messages that accompany member mailings. 7 minutes. Okay. If not, then that's added. Any other
All right.
amendments?
I have a point of information, Bob.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Richard. Did we? I know we talked about this, but I don't know if we actually made a motion about it, which was that we were going to recommend to the PNB that there not be a bylaws convention until 2008 because that's a non-election year and because it would be too stressful, you know, to try to do a bylaws convention and an election at the same time, given our stressed resources. And I know we talked about it. I don't know if we actually did that, but there have been some people running around saying, you know, we should have a bylaws convention next year. And I think we ought to try to firm that up because I think it really would be crazy to try to do two of those things at once. I think it would really stress, you know, our organization tremendously. So maybe we could, I just can't remember if we actually made a motion to take that or not.
Well, let me suggest that we take that matter up during the bylaws working group report back. Even if that group hasn't dealt with it, then we can perhaps direct them to or take some action on what you're saying. So
okay.
Let's handle it there.
I think it'd just be good, okay, to have some position on it.
Yeah. Okay. Did someone else want to speak?
I said Deb Stack, but it was about that issue.
Go ahead.
We'll wait.
Oh, you'll wait?
I'll wait.
Okay. All right. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting this agenda as amended? Okay. Hearing none, then it's adopted. So we begin with approval of minutes. Arpal, do you have any minutes for us tonight?
Yep. We've had the minutes of... one second here. We have the minutes of the September 21st, 2006 meeting. They've been posted for a while, and I would move to accept the minutes of the September 21st, 2006 meeting.
Okay. Is there any discussion of these minutes? Are there any people who haven't had time to read them and want to, or are people ready to go ahead and vote? All right. Well, hearing no discussion, I guess I'll just ask, is there any objection to approving these minutes? It's September 20th.
21st.
Sorry.
I don't have an objection. I just want to abstain.
Okay. Anyone else want to abstain or object? Okay, hearing no objections, the minutes are adopted. Okay.
This is Richard. I just want to say I'm heading out on the road, so if I drop out or something and come back, it might happen, but I got to drive, but I'll be trying to stay in the meeting.
Okay, Richard, quick before you go, do you have any report? Are you one of the people who's reporting from a group?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, fine. Thanks. Okay, so now we're going into the working groups. The first one is bylaws. Would that be you, George?
Yeah. We had a meeting. It was Mark Paul, myself, and Deb. We had two suggestions which we forwarded.
I'm sorry. Hold on, George. Can someone who has background noise please mute their phone?
It's star 6 to mute.
That sounds good.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, George.
We had two proposals. The first one is as simple as group, which was to clean up the bylaws by removing the section about interim election.
George, Mr. Chair, I think George's phone is feeding back.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, why is that? Just a moment.
You're feeding back?
Or somebody's phone. Somebody's phone is taking the audio. Because I'm hearing me. Somebody's phone is taking the audio and feeding it back in, so.
Yeah, what mute?
Star 6.
Star 6.
Your phone? Oh, okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, the proposal was to eliminate from the bylaws the section talking about interim elections, which was the first elections that set up the first LSBs. There is just one section there, as far as I can tell. It's Chapter 4, Section 7. And anyway, that's the proposal. It seems sort of unexceptional, and we were all unanimous in supporting it, and so I put it out there for your consideration.
Okay, discussion on this proposal.
Well, my first question is it really necessary to change it?
Well, probably not. It was just more of a matter of bookkeeping, getting things out of there that weren't necessary.
Well, I'd like to call on myself. I appreciate that, but, to kind of have a clean document. But let's remember the rigmarole that the bylaws require us to go through for amendments. We have
right.
to do the 60 days of on-air announcements twice a day, and then the PNB votes, and then the 5 delegate assemblies vote. And my personal feeling is that for something that I can't see does the slightest bit of harm to be in there except add, 30 seconds to your reading time if you're reading the bylaws for the first time, I don't think it's worth subjecting the listeners, not to mention the time of the various boards, to removing it. So I would just as soon leave it alone. I've seen other constitutions and bylaws of other organizations that have things that just applied at the beginning, and they just sit there. They don't do any harm. It's just part of the document. Has historical value. Yes.
Well, Richard, can I be on the stack?
Go ahead, Richard.
Why would you say that's the kind of thing we should maybe make note of, put in a list of cleanup things, so when we do have a bylaws convention, they all get taken care of then. It's just, matters of fact, and just kind of get them out of the way then. And when we do the bylaws and make some major changes, we also make these minor cleanups, and we should just create a list of all these little kind of redundancies we run into or whatever that just, typographical things. They're not major things. They're just things that we could clean up, and with the new bylaws, the third amended edition or whatever we call it, have them not in there and make it nice and clean.
But not for the stack?
Not the special thing like you said, because that's just too cumbersome.
Okay, Arpal.
Yeah, my understanding was that we were going to put this in to be sort of stacked so that the next time some other amendment comes in, this will go in too. This is sort of just, you know, this is something that we could send to the PNB with the understanding that they'll pass this along with other amendment proposals, you know, bylaws amendment proposals, and that it would sort of go along with the crowd. In other words, not to give it its own special train, but to let it catch the train with the next amendment and go off with that. So I'm, what I'm saying is not too different from what Richard has said. I mean, I think it's a good idea. I think we should do it. And I think we can just add it in.
Well, let me clarify what you said, Arpal, because I heard it differently than what Richard said. I heard you're saying let's do it now in conjunction with whatever whatever the next amendments are to come down the pike, whereas I heard Richard saying let's hold off until whenever we have a convention.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't, you know, well, I guess whatever comes first. I mean, I don't know, maybe we should add something saying the next time that we will that this is proposed to the PNB for the next time another amendment is proposed or something like that. You know, just to put it that way, because if it's going to go in, if somebody's going to make some other amendment before a convention happens, let this go with it. We don't have to wait for it. However, if the convention is the next time it'll happen, then that's when it will go in. Sort of piggybacking on whatever.
This is Wendy.
Okay, Wendy.
I'm sort of surprised. Well, I'm might have missed something, but I'm hearing now three different references to bylaws convention, and I know that we had all talked about that a lot 2 years ago, and then what happened was that the PNB voted last year not to hold a bylaws convention. And bylaws conventions were always going to, the first one was always going to be in the year when there was no election, but we weren't able to do it. And I'm unaware of the PNB scheduling a bylaws convention. We've had a candidate from Houston talking about one a lot. So I'm just wondering, it's sort of a question, sort of a statement. I don't think there is a bylaws convention scheduled. And I also want to say that I always understood that what the way the bylaws are written now, it says that it says you can only have one bylaws, one time a year that you can do bylaws amendments. I wish I was looking at it before I started talking like that, but there's some kind of strong nudging to not be spending all your time on bylaws amendments. So of course we would be bundling them. And so my only thing I'm saying is, yes, I think that the bylaws committee is deciding what things need to be thought about to change in the bylaws. But I'm kind of surprised at all this talk about bylaws convention right now on this call.
Well,
can anybody address that?
Yeah, I can help with some of the information you're talking about. First of all, the bylaws say that no more than one ballot.
Deb on the stack, please.
Okay.
And Lydia, too.
Sure. That no more than one amendment requiring a ballot can be convened per year unless the PNB votes by a two-thirds vote to the contrary.
Okay.
But that's specifically about a ballot. In other words, one of those categories of amendments that must be sent to the membership for a vote.
Right.
There's no restriction on the number of non-ballot amendments which can be done in a year. So that's on that point. As far as what the PNB has approved, the motion that was passed, I don't remember when it was, maybe 9 months ago or a year ago, was to rescind the earlier motion fixing a convention for, I believe it was the spring of 06 or something like that. So in other words, the official status now is there is no convention on that's been scheduled, but it's not. The board didn't pass a motion saying we don't want a convention. It just said we're no longer attached to the earlier date. So it's totally up to, you know, new proposals.
Of course. Okay. Thanks
for that. I had, I'm sorry, remind me, it was Lydia.
Richard and Lydia.
Lydia, you haven't spoken yet.
Please?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, even though there was not very much enthusiasm across the network for a bylaws convention when we were discussing it last year. Every time we have an election, people get all fired up about the bylaws again, for one thing. But now, from people who were not supportive of the bylaws convention before, I'm hearing an awful lot of support, and it's not coming from those who originally had proposed it, but from all quarters wanting a bylaws convention, including, I know, LaVarne mentioned it, and that was why she had kind of taken her name off of this, cutting back on the meetings, the 3 PMB meetings, because she thinks it would be more useful for us to have a bylaws convention and fix everything at once. So anyway, so I've heard an awful lot of that sort of support for that. So I think that that's in the offing.
Okay. Serena hasn't spoken yet.
Deb hasn't spoken yet either, and I was on the chat.
My apologies,
okay,
Deb.
She's on the chat.
Yeah, so it'll be Deb, Serene, and Richard.
One of the things that's happened with this business is that people are all gung-ho for a bylaws convention. And I think what they have in the back of their mind is that Pacific is going to fly everybody out to San Francisco or some wonderful place and pay for everybody's hotel room. And I think that what we really need to be talking to these people who are anxious to have a convention about is what would it actually look like. Who's going to pay for it? How is it going to get paid for it? I mean, we can't even afford the PNB meetings that we already have, much less the bylaws convention, where everybody and his uncle would want to go. And if people who are yelling for it so strongly would stop and think. They've got to come up with who's going to pay for it, where is it going to be, and who gets to go. It was at that point where we decided last time to just shelve it because we were nowhere near ready for it.
Okay, Serene.
Yeah, I actually don't see the big deal about the stuff. I don't see the urgency or the need, frankly, to remove all the references to the interim election from the bylaws. I actually think it's a good and a constant reminder of how these bylaws were created and the process we went through to get them. So I actually think that's part of the historical package that doesn't need to be in a note appended to the bylaws, but needs to remain there. So I opt to just leave it where it is and forget about how and where we should have people, you know, vote on taking it out.
Richard?
Yeah, I understand the concern about, you know, we could do it along the way, but I think when we have a real bylaws change that we're proposing, the next one or whatever it is, or a convention, I mean, when we have something that substantively people are talking about changing, then I think to tag along some other thing that's kind of a redundancy that we want to get rid of is not a good idea. I think it would just confuse the issue with some people. And I think the bylaws change, whatever one or two that we're doing that are substantive, should stand alone so it's clear and you don't have to have an extra cart thing talking about the other one and the motions. And, you know, I mean, not that it's complicated, but I just think when you're actually making law, that should be the focus and not have these other things tagging along. And if we're going to get rid of them, I don't necessarily disagree with Serene. It might be okay to leave it there. But if we're going to change it, if it's not causing any problems, I don't see any point in doing anything with it until we actually have a actual convention and we're going to do some cleanup. I just think we should just leave things like that alone. And we got too many other important things to deal with that are, you know, maybe bothersome or troublesome that we need to work with. And those things we should stay focused on. And other things that, if they're causing no problem, you know, let sleeping dogs lie.
Okay, let me ask a question of George. We have 5 minutes left on this agenda item. How many other proposals does the working group have to bring forward?
Other.
Can't hear you, George.
One other.
One other. Okay. All right, well.
One other is my thing that we were going to talk about.
And what was the topic, real briefly?
That we weren't going to entertain any bylaws convention until 2008 because conflicts.
That's you, Richard. But George, does the working group have any other proposals?
Right. Oh, I just wanted to make sure that was.
That's fine. No, that's still on the table, George.
Okay. Yes, they have one other proposal.
And what's the topic?
Well, can we get a resolution on this one first
and
vote on it?
No, I just wanted to see if there's any
This is going to take more than 5 minutes.
Okay, well,
perhaps.
We'll extend. So how much do you think your second proposal will take? And then we have the convention issue.
My guess, at least 10 minutes.
Okay, so 10 for that, and then the convention, Richard, do you want to propose 10 minutes?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take any more than that.
Okay, so is there any objection to extending this bylaws working group discussion for 20 more minutes? Okay, hearing none, then that's approved. So now let's go back to trying to resolve whether we're going to approve the recommendation to remove the language about the interim board and so on. Any other comments on just that subject? Let's hold off on the question of a convention and all that until we get to that item. Any other comments? Okay, so before we vote, does anyone want to make any motions about how to handle it, or is it just going to be a straight up or down, we approve it or we disapprove it? Does anyone want to propose postponing or something like that?
It sounds like you want to call on yourself.
Well, no. I mean, I
he's trying to get some movement out of us, quiet
yeah,
people.
I mean, I personally will vote it down because I don't think it's needed. So, but
right.
If someone else wants to do it differently. But hearing none,
just
then
vote it straight up and down and get it over with.
Okay, so let's just go to the vote then. All right, so Arpal, can you please call the roll? And this is George, would you read the text of the motion again, please?
The text was that it's Chapter 4, Section 7 will be eliminated, is the substance of it, and it's the reference to the interim election. As far as I can tell, that's the only reference to the interim election in the bylaws.
Okay, so I guess...
You know what? I'm sorry. My mute was on. I was trying to say something.
Go ahead, Grace.
Is it too late for me to make
a
motion?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that an ongoing list of grammatical and typographical and spelling changes to the bylaws be accumulated... and that in 2 years they be presented.
Okay, I'm gonna hold that motion out of order at the moment, and you can bring that when we're discussing the convention and you know how that would interact with a convention or not a convention. But right now we're just voting on the specific one about removing the language on the interim. So,
may I say something about it first? I mean, it should be clear that it was our intention that it be bundled up with other things. We agree this is not really urgent. It just was a bookkeeping kind of thing. So something along the lines that was suggested is what we have in mind.
I'm not saying that it has to do with the bylaws convention.
Okay, but it
That's
doesn't have to
point.
Do with this motion right now because this is not a grammatical or a spelling issue. So let's dispose of this matter first, and then we
All
can
right.
get to other matters. So, George, I think the correct language for this would be the governance committee recommends to the PNB that that section, which I didn't write down, you can tell us.
Chapter 4, Section 7.
Article 4, Section 7 be repealed. Yeah, I guess that would be it.
That's it.
Okay. So, Arpal, could you please call the roll?
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Yes. Lydia Brazon. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Jim Brown, A.C. Byrd, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer?
No.
Arpal Martin, yes. Rosalinda Montez Palacios, Richard Phelps?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Doreen Roberts?
No.
Julie Rodriguez, Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Okay, is there anybody whose name I didn't call?
I'd like to say vote yes.
Who's this?
Grace. I passed.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, 1, 2, 3. I have 6-4, 3 against.
Okay, so the motion passes, and just to refresh everyone's memory, the procedure under the bylaws is that for an amendment to be considered by the PNB, there must be 6 directors who offer it. So we can report this out to the board, but then it only will move advance if 6 directors come forward to sponsor it. It can't just be brought directly from a committee to the full board. I mean, the report can be brought, but it can't. The amendment can't be offered for a vote.
So I have a question, Bob.
Yes.
So is it your position that now this is going forth to the PNB as saying, here, consider this as a loan bylaws amendment?
Well, that's what we just voted on.
Well, then
well,
I have
no, that
really
was not the sense of what we voted on.
Okay, well, I asked
we
if someone
on.
Wanted to make a subsidiary motion
Look,
to kind of change the way
if,
we
if
have
I
it.
Still have the floor,
yeah, go ahead.
We've got these working groups, okay? They're assigned with considering thing. This one's considering bylaws amendments. Then they bring them back to the full committee. You know, it's really, you know, they took the time to do it. We should approve their amendment. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to disrupt every radio station right now. So we need another motion right now that says that we've got some kind of a holding place that we're holding these kind of things.
Okay, feel free to make such a motion.
Okay, well, so I was talking instead of thinking, and, you know, just that, I mean, really, what we're doing is we're verifying the work of the working group. They're doing something, so we're holding their stuff. I mean, that's my motion, that we keep a list of proposed bylaws amendments and put them forth to the PNB when they're ready. Somebody help me.
Yeah, does someone else have a little clearer wording for this motion?
I could think of the wording for it.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
That we have a cumulative archive for bylaws changes
that have been approved by the committee.
That have been approved by the committee. And then when they reach an agreed-to threshold, they be forwarded to the PNB.
Excellent.
Okay. Do you want to specify now? It might make sense to specify what that threshold is, right?
No.
No.
And, you know, and I was even going to say, you might not even need to say all that part about the threshold. Just say we have a cumulative that we're, you know, we're gathering them. But I would still go for what you said. I mean.
Okay. All right. So that's the motion.
Let me read this so we all.
Go ahead.
I think we need a little grammar here. That we have a cumulative archive where bylaws changes that have been approved by the committee, when they reach an agreed threshold, they be forwarded to the PNB. So we have a cumulative archive where bylaws changes that have been approved by the committee. Now we need a word or two here.
Well, I think to be clear, it should say that the governance committee maintain a cumulative archive for bylaws changes that have been approved by the committee.
Yes, I agree.
And that when
once approved,
and when the number reaches an agreed to threshold, those amendments be forwarded to the PNB.
Okay, a little period here and there. I made one little change, and I'm gonna. Okay. All right. That the governance committee maintain a cumulative archive for bylaws changes that have been approved by the committee, period. New sentence. When they reach an agreed to threshold, they will be forwarded to the PNB. Does that sound right? I can read that again.
But I would just recommend that what Bob had said is to make this not just the committee, but the governance committee.
It says, that the governance committee maintain a cumulative archive for bylaws changes that have been approved by the committee. When they reach an agreed-to threshold, they will be forwarded to the PNB.
Okay, so that's the motion. The floor is open for discussion. All right, hearing none, then I guess we're ready to vote. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is adopted.
All right, Bob, I have a point of order.
Yes.
When Arpal last read the voting list, he had Mark Hernandez and Rosalinda Palacios both on it, and with me that would be three from KPFA. So something's wrong.
You're supposed to be three from KPFA.
There is.
Every station has one director and two LFB members.
I'm sorry, you're right. Okay.
We wish they would all come from every state.
Yeah, I was thinking, I never noticed them here, I guess.
I don't think it's happened that all three from KPFA have been on at once.
Actually, Rosalinda generally does attend meetings. And,
right, she does. But
okay.
Mark
all right.
causes.
So, all right, so let's move on to our next report from George.
The recommendation is that we have a bylaws change that requires that expenses from any LSB above $5,000 be reported to the executive director for approval, and that a list of such expenses be presented to the board at the next meeting.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
That expenses above $5,000, actually by any unit of the network, any of the stations. Stations are going to spend the money. Expenses above $5,000 be reported to the executive director for approval, and a list of such expenses be presented to the PNB at the next meeting.
This is from the bylaws committee?
This is from the bylaws working group, yes, the last one.
I'm sorry, I'm completely lost. What we have a budget process.
An amendment budget process.
I don't understand what this means. Every expense over $5,000, how is that?
Yeah.
Can you explain how it would work? I'm really lost. I mean, we have a budget approval process for every item. So how is this? Why is this? Why do we need a separate process?
I don't think the PNB approves every budget item.
Absolutely.
And I don't think the executive director approves every budget item, does he?
The PNB approves every line of every station's budget, of the archives, of the national office. Absolutely.
I'll have Deb explain it to you.
Okay. Go ahead, Deb.
This arose because originally we wanted some control over the monies that were spent, and even after that time, even after the takeover and supposed budget control, large amounts have been spent unscheduled. They may have been scheduled in the budget, but there was no control over. For instance, I give you $15,000 on computers, and there have been such items. And I think the thinking behind this was that if prior approval was needed from the ED or the PNB, that there would be much more directed spending. That projects wouldn't be just floating off there unsupervised and unasked for.
I have a question.
I have a point of order.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Point of order comes first. Richard?
Shouldn't this properly be in the Finance Committee?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that would be my sense about this, that this is...
Proving money?
Right. I mean, even if ultimately the recommendation is to amend the bylaws, that because it's so intimately involved with the budget process, and plus that we don't even begin to have the expertise in this committee to understand that I don't think it's in order to come to this committee. So I guess I'm going to rule that.
Well, let me argue that it is in order because it clearly requires, I think, a bylaws amendment, and we can certainly refer it from the Governance Committee to the Finance Committee. For their consideration. We don't have to approve it and forward it to the PNB right now.
All right. I guess it's not technically out of order. I just think I'll speak as an individual committee member and just say I think it's very unwise. Right?
Yeah, but you're not on the stack.
So
I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, hang on.
Didn't I ask?
So sure. Therefore, I am ruling that it is in order. Okay, so discussion may proceed. Now, let's hear who wants to be on the stack.
Wendy.
Could I get the motion, either emailed or read again?
Yeah. George, can you read it again, please? Andy.
Okay. The substance is, expenses above $5,000 will be reported to the executive director for approval, and a list of such expenses will be reported to the board at the next meeting of the board. So that's the proposal.
Okay Bob, you want to put me on the stack?
Yes, so I have Wendy.
And put me on the stack, too.
Who is that?
George, could you email that?
Yeah, I have already. It's 11-2-06.
11-2. Okay, I'll get it from there. Thank you.
Okay, so I have Wendy, Lydia.
You didn't send a motion. You said we thought that having expenses above $5,000 reported to the ED for approval was worth, you know, to be reported to the board at the next meeting was worth considering.
Well, we just change the wording so that it sounds like a motion.
Yeah, we need an actual motion.
Okay,
please send that out.
I'll send it right now.
Can I get a point of clarification information, please?
Okay.
Are we talking about this as a motion for the PNB or actual bylaws amendment? I'm unclear.
George, is this a bylaws amendment?
This is intended as a bylaws amendment. My understanding is it's necessary in order if this is going to happen. It's just sort of changing the financial procedures.
Okay. If you could please, when you rewrite the motion, can you please make that very clear? That, you know, that the governance committee recommends a bylaws amendment as follows, blah, 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 whatever it is. Okay? All right.
Bob,
so I have
I'd like to be on the stack.
Yes, I have Wendy. Hold on. Wendy, Lydia, George, and...
Grace.
I'm sorry. I momentarily blanked your name. Richard.
Am I muted? This is Serene. I'm asking to get on the stack.
Okay. And Serene. Okay. Right. Wendy first.
I'm just thinking that, while the board may be wanting to have a policy like this, that the place to put it is not in the bylaws. We've already seen how hard it is just to change the simplest thing. And a lot of the bylaws that we have right now, we put in there because of the turmoil that we'd been through. It was sort of, you know, I don't mean me, but everybody working together, it was sort of like, let's not ever let that happen again. And already we've seen a lot of places where it's made things a lot, some of the things are more difficult than they need to be because we detailed them so much in the bylaws. So all I'm trying to say is that I don't think that a bylaws amendment is the right place for this.
Okay. Did you want to make any motion about that, or just?
We don't refer to other committees.
Yeah, we can't. It is in order to refer to recommend to refer it to another committee.
This committee can refer it to another committee.
We can recommend to the PNB that they refer it to another committee.
You guys handle that.
Okay. I'm planning to do that.
Okay, Lydia, you're next.
Okay. So I am moving to refer this to the PNB to refer to the Finance Committee. My personal feeling is that the one thing that we're hopefully, I know if I go to the Bylaws Convention, it's going to be to try to get us to create bylaws that are similar to other nonprofits, which are streamlined, and then you create policy to explain those bylaws. It is my understanding that the Finance Committee already has a spending limit. It may be $5,000. I don't recall. They do have a policy which they can simply expand on to include the executive director and then the extra step of going to the PNB within a certain time or whatever. But given that they have worked exhaustively on this specific issue, it has come up over a period of the past couple of years since I've been aware of it, that I think it would really be inappropriate for us to move forward without referring this more appropriately to the Finance Committee. I personally don't think we should be even invoking a bylaws amendment. I think it should be policy. But for the sake of moving the whole issue forward, I just move to to refer.
Okay, so just to restate it correctly, it would be to move to recommend that the PNB refer this proposal to the Finance Committee.
Exactly.
Okay, so the proposal is on the floor, and I'll call on the people who has to be recognized, but if you could try to address this as well as the underlying motion, that would be good. George is next.
Yeah, I don't actually have any objection to that. I think that's the right thing to do with it. I believe that the bylaws put a limit of $50,000, which can be extended without PNB approval. And of course, the PNB does sign off on a line which says, promotional events. But within that promotional events may be, $200,000 worth of expenses. And are any of those that actually get expended really, is there any problem with any of those? So this would be a way of reviewing the specific expenses with a specific amount set, which wouldn't be too cumbersome. And the thought was it would be a procedure where the PNB wouldn't be burdened with it too much, but you could still have some ongoing oversight of expenses. So that was the sense of it. And, yes, I think it should be referred to the Finance Committee.
Okay. Richard?
Yeah, I would agree that it's a Finance Committee problem. And I would also say that I think we really need to think clearly about things for bylaws, because bylaws are, if you put it in the context of like your country, that's where you it's like a constitution, and you have very kind of big items that are principles of general nature, and some smaller things, but they have to be particular. And this, if you put a $5,000 limit on it 5 years from now with inflation, you're going to need to change it. So this is a policy matter. It just doesn't, we got to be careful about tinkering with the bylaws too much. We need to, clean them up a little somewhere down the road. But this is a policy matter for the PNB to set a rule on, and then everybody follows the rule. And if time comes, you think the rule needs to change, you change it to 7,000 or you change it to 10,000 or whatever. But if it's a bylaw, you can't do that easily, and it takes away their flexibility.
Grace?
Yes, I agree with Lydia's motion to refer this to the Finance Committee.
All right. Serene? Serene, are you there?
Yes. I would ditto Lydia, and also the point about inflation. I mean, why on earth would you lock in an amount knowing, how things change?
Okay, so can we move to a vote on Lydia's motion? Is there does anyone else need to speak on this, or can?
Well, that's an amendment, I think, isn't it?
Right.
It would put in front of it, we recommend that the PNB refer this motion to the Finance Committee.
Right.
And then that would go in front of it. Then we would vote on the whole thing of we recommend and then read the motion.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, so is there any, does anyone else need to speak on this?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the language exactly, but we're talking here about a single expense, right, as opposed to expenses above $5,000.
George, could you please read the underlying motion, the text of the underlying motion?
I'm going to have to bring it up from my SIT file.
Okay. Did you already send it out?
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe I can read it. Hold on, let me see if I received it.
Did I read what I have?
Sure.
All right, I have expenses above $5,000 will be reported to the executive director for approval, and a list of such expenses will be reported to the board at the next meeting of the board.
Okay, Serene, is that clear?
Yeah, I think expenses is kind of sloppy. I think we need to say single expense. And I disagree with it entirely, by the way, but we should be very clear about what we're saying.
Okay, George, is that the correct sense of the meaning?
All individual expenses or all single expenses above $5,000, that would be the sense of it, yes.
Okay.
Any single expense.
Okay, so R. Paul, did you get that wording change?
Okay, so we're changing it to any single expense.
Bob?
Hold on. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Any single expense above $5,000 will be reported to the executive director for approval, and a list of such expenses will be reported to the board at the next meeting of the board.
Okay, now, right. didn't it have the language about this is a bylaws amendment?
Well, he's not reading. He's not reading exactly what I said, but that was the substance of the bylaws amendment. What I actually said says the governance committee recommends a bylaws amendment that would require that all expenses above $5,000, et cetera.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I want to offer an amendment because while I don't think it should pass, it might. It should also be reported to each local station board.
Okay.
I wouldn't accept that. I mean, if you want to make an amendment, that's fine, but that wasn't the
Okay, hold on. So we have an amendment now on the floor, so and we're also at time, so, let's see. We need to vote on whether we want to extend time on this motion, and then we still have the convention motion. So would someone like to move to extend this item by 5 minutes, maybe? Hold on, one at a time, please. I heard Lydia.
What is mute on this? I have to change phones.
Star 6.
Thanks.
Okay.
I move to extend the time by 5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. So, Arpal, did you get Serene's amendment? Or do you need you want her to repeat it?
No, not really.
Serene, can you repeat it, please?
Just be made as an amendment so it fits in with that.
Any single... What was that? Any single expense above $5,000 be simultaneously reported to the ED and the station's local station board. Simultaneously
okay.
reported to the ED and the local station board.
Okay. Discussion on this.
Point of information, please,
yes.
Bob.
Go ahead.
I'm not clear by the language of reported to the ED. Does that mean that they have to get, if it's over $5,000, they have to get the ED's permission, or they're just letting
them know? Yes, the language is, that is not the language in what I sent. What I said would be sent to the ED for approval.
Okay, yeah. See, reported is not approval.
Submitted is what he means.
Okay, well, I just want to be clear, because the way it was read a minute ago was reported to the ED, and that is different than seeking approval or whatever. So I just want to get clear what we're talking about here.
Serene, if you want to change it to sent to the ED for approval and report it to the LSB for information, it would be okay.
Serene, is that the sense that you is that what you wanted?
I actually think that the station's finance committee and local station board should be involved. I object to this as being even considered for bylaws, and I object to the $5,000 limit, which I don't think is going to be realistic for very long. But I don't understand why having the responsibility for approving the budget, the local station board is now cut out of the process, and essentially the National Finance Committee is cut out of the process, and the National Board is cut out of the process, and one person gets to approve the expense. So I object to this on lots of levels, but at the very least, it should be going through the local station board.
For approval?
Yep.
No.
He has to approve the budget.
Yeah, but this could be every...
Are we at time?
Not quite yet.
Someone was saying something every what?
We just extended time by 5 minutes, and we have about...
Can I be on a stack on this amendment?
Yeah, but hold on. First, we have to get the text clearly. So, yeah. Serene, do you want to restate now in light of the different... You know, points have been made, what you would like the amendment to read.
Yeah, and, you know, it hasn't hit the list yet, or I don't have, and I don't like voting stuff. Can you read it myself because I experience it differently? But that said, I'm saying that it should be submitted to the local station board.
For approval?
For approval.
And the ED.
And then reported to the national board.
So your amendment
is a non-voting member of the ED.
So your amendment cut out the ED from the motion. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that if the board is required to approve the budget, and there is an whatever amount, and apparently $5,000 is seen as an unusually large expense for a single item, that it should come to the board.
Okay, so I guess this would be a substitute motion that would read all of the introductory language, which I don't have in front of me, and then the individual expenses above $5,000 would be submitted to the LSB and PNB for approval. Is that correct, sir?
reported to the LSB for... Submitted to the LSB for approval and reported to the PNB.
And reported, not for approval. Is that's what you want?
Right.
Okay, submitted to the LSB for approval and reported to the PNB. That's the substitute motion. All right, now...
Bob, I want to be on the stack, Richard.
Okay.
I would like to be on the stack.
Who is the second one?
George.
Okay, so I got Richard and George, and then we're out of time. So go ahead, Richard.
Well, before we do that, I should read this.
Oh, please do.
The amendment I have it is to make it read, any single expense above $5,000 will be reported to the LSB for approval and reported to the PNB.
No, it was submitted to the LSB for approval and reported to the PNB.
Submitted to the LSB for approval and reported to the PNB. Now, I'll just note here, that would be whatever station.
Right. To
that
the
particular station's LSB?
Yeah.
To so the, this would
maybe
not
you could say to the relevant LSB.
So this then would not apply to national office or other national expenses that aren't LSB, don't have an LSB attached to them. Non-station expenses.
That sounds correct.
All right, so I have then any single expense above $5,000 will be submitted to the relevant LSB for approval and reported to the PNB.
Right. Okay, so, and Serene, that's correct, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we trying to make this into a cartoon motion?
Okay, so please.
Sorry, can we ask everyone to be recognized? It's like this is her 15th out of order comment.
Okay, so George, I'm sorry, Richard, and then George, and then we're at time. Go ahead, Richard.
Thank you. I understand the concern, but I think that reviewing the budget is an annual process, and I think this could easily be called micromanaging, but I also think it's going to create a gridlock. I mean, the reason you have executive directors and station managers is so that on the day-to-day things, they deal with them. And if somebody needs to spend $5,100 for something that's important and the LSB is not going to meet till next month, then you have gridlock because they're not going to be able to approve it. And I don't think that's what the LSBs are here to do, is approve day-to-day expenses of the organization. I think that I would be against this motion on that basis, a substitute.
Hey, George.
Well, I think that's what I was going to say, that it's not workable if the LSPs are doing it. It is workable if the executive director of the LSPs are not supposed to be micromanaging management. ED is responsible for management and responsible for oversight, so it's the appropriate place to send it. I'd like to see this amendment voted down and the referral of this to the Finance Committee. I think it's a worthwhile idea, needs to be looked at. I would like to move it another 5 minutes so we can have a vote.
Okay, you're moving to extend?
Yes.
Okay, well, before that, is there anyone else who... Actually, I did want to speak, so... Looks like we are at time, so we would need to move to extend. Okay. Is there any opposition to extending 5 minutes?
No.
Okay. All right. Let me call myself. I think the discussion we've just had in the last few minutes is a perfect illustration as to why this is ill-placed in this committee at all. I don't really know exactly what I think of Serene's proposal, but I do think this whole thing is totally out of context. We don't have the background. We don't know what the current procedures are, and the whole thing just needs to be referred to the Finance Committee. And I guess I would make an amendment to the underlying motion to say that this recommendation in no way suggests that the Governance Committee supports the proposal. We're simply recommending it be referred to another committee.
Oh, man, we disassociate ourselves from it. Look, you guys voted down.
You have not been called on. All right?
Point of order.
Please ask
point
to be
order.
Recognized. Okay. Serene and then R. Paul.
My point of order is that Ms. Schroll should be reminded in the strictest terms that she's not allowed to insert a comment anywhere into a meeting that she chooses. Everyone else gets on the stack and makes a point that is supposedly relevant to the motion that is being discussed rather than a commentary on someone else.
Right. The point is well taken, so please do not continue to speak without being recognized. R. Paul.
Yes. The chair has suggested that we put something in there disclaiming the motion should it pass. In fact, that sort of thing, you can't do that. You cannot, on the one hand, say we're passing a motion, but we don't approve it. Because if you pass it, you approve it. That's what you do. So the way you don't approve it is you don't vote for it and you don't pass it. But you can't pass a motion and saying we're referring this to you, but we don't approve of it, because that just can't work. And
a point of order.
If we want to delve into Roberts, we can look for that, but that logically it doesn't even work.
Point of order.
I would suggest it's out of order to make.
Hold on, Richard.
It wasn't me.
You finished, R. Paul?
Yep.
Okay.
Point of order.
We have a ruling from the chair?
Can anybody hear me saying point of order?
Yes, but just hang on. I'll wait to rule on this till I hear what the second point of order is. Is that George?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my point of order was that R. Paul was out of order because he was speaking to a motion which isn't on the floor. The motion that's on the floor is Serene's, and that's what we should be speaking to. If you want to make the motion that you suggested, you can do it after that's either voted up or down.
No, actually, under Robert's rules, you can have two amendments on the floor at the same time.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, well, that's...
You can amend her amendment, I suppose, but that isn't an amendment.
No, actually, you can have two freestanding amendments on the floor at the same time. So,
can I be on the stack?
Yes, you can. But first, let me rule on R. Paul's point of order. I don't believe that point has merit because my amendment was not an amendment to the motion to refer, because obviously it would make no sense to say we refer this but we don't agree with referring it, but rather with the underlying motion. So it's saying this is actually something the board has done many times, although it didn't spell out the way I'm spelling it out that it's not an endorsement, but it was clear from the discussion that led to the a referral that the reason it's being referred is that there's a lot of controversy and disagreement whether it even makes sense to do at all, so let's send it to a committee to study it. So the reason I want to add this stipulation as amendment is that I think it'll make it clearer in case there's confusion that we're not endorsing the underlying idea. We're saying it's a topic that's worthy of discussion, but maybe this may or may not be the solution to the topic that needs to be discussed. So I don't see anything out of order about considering it. People may think it's unwise, and then you can vote it down. So I'm ruling my motion in order. Okay, Wendy is next.
I just like it when you call on yourself and rule your motion in order. Thank you. Look, you guys, it seems to me that there is not really support on this committee for this amendment, whether you call it a bylaws amendment or something the Finance Committee should talk about or anything. I don't think that there's real support on it. So I'm thinking it's a waste of time for us to think about whether we can refer it to the Finance Committee or to send it to the PNB to refer it to the Finance Committee and all that stuff, or to amend the amendment to say that, no, the ED can't approve it. It has to be the LSB and the PNB. And, you know, it's just like we've talked our way all the way around this, and then we even end up at disassociating ourselves from it. I say we voted up or down and move on. This has been quite an interesting display.
Okay. Is there anyone else who needs to speak, or can we move to a vote on each of these different motions and amendments? Okay. Hearing none, then let's start. Let's see. I guess we go in reverse order. So we would start with my motion, and I apologize, R. Paul. I did not write it down. Did you get it down?
Can you tell me where in Robert's Rules of Order we can have two main motions on the floor at the same time?
Not a main motion.
Two amendments on the floor at the same time?
R. Paul, could you help with that question?
Is that true?
Yes, we can have two amendments on the floor at the same time. That's the limit, but we can have two amendments. Actually, you could do slightly more with a finagle, but we're not doing that right now. So hold on.
Okay.
I'm looking for...
Okay, fine.
Okay, well, it's all right, Arpal. You don't need to get a page citation.
You vote them one at a time, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, I didn't...
You didn't get mine?
Here. Where is yours? I have Serene's, and then I have... Okay, and then I don't have...
May I make a point of order?
Yes. Go ahead.
We can't really rule on Bob's first, because Bob's saying we will send this forth if we send it forth with no endorsement one way or the other. But it's no endorsement of what? It's either Serene's or what we propose from the committee. And they're different, and they're completely different. So whatever it is we're not endorsing, it seems to me we have to decide first.
I think that's an excellent point. So I will reverse the order of the voting. So let's start with Serene's amendment. Arpal, do you have that text?
Yeah, I have that. One second, please. That was the point of order. All right, so we're going to go through this amendment first. It would say, any single expense above $5,000 will be submitted to the relevant LSB for approval and reported to the PNB.
Okay, would you please call the roll?
Okay. One second. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to get off and I'm getting back on. Which one is this? Is this mine to refer, or is this the one on the main motion?
We're way beyond that.
Okay. Arpal, would you please reread the amendment?
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
This is an amendment that says, any single expense above $5,000 will be submitted to the relevant LSB for approval and reported to the PNB.
Oh, okay. Lydia. Oh, right. I'm voting no.
Oh. Jim Brown, A.C. Byrd, Cade Campbell, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. No. Rosa Linda Montez Palacios. Richard Phelps?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Green Roberts?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll? Well,
no.
Julie Rodriguez here?
No, Julie has resigned from the committee. You don't have to call her name.
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay, Jesus. Okay, I'm... All right. Wendy Schroll?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Okay, I have two yeses, six noes, one abstention. That's 2-4, six against, one abstention.
Okay, sure. So it did not pass. Okay, so the next amendment would be the motion to refer. Can you read that, Arpal, please?
Yeah, let me get that one.
Okay. Well, what are we referring? Didn't it just fail?
No, the amendment. The amendment failed.
Yeah, the next thing is we recommend.
Oh, I see. Okay, the main motion. Okay.
We recommend that the PNB refer this motion to the Finance Committee. That motion. Do people want me to read that motion?
Yes, please.
Okay, that motion reads, the Governance Committee... Oh, hold on, one second, I'm going to cough. One second, hold on. Pardon me. The Governance Committee recommends a bylaws amendment that would require that all expenses above $5,000 would be sent to the Executive Director for approval. A list of such expenses would be presented by the Executive Director to the PNB at its next meeting. And the motion... that we have is we recommend that the PNB refer this motion to the Finance Committee. That this motion meaning the motion I just read.
And
is that clear?
And we're voting on to refer right now.
Right,
we're voting to refer what I just read to the Finance Committee.
And just keep in mind that the next vote after that will be on my motion or my amendment that that says the governance committee is not expressing an opinion on this proposed bylaws amendment. Just keep that in mind, you know.
Can I just, Bob?
Yes, Wendy.
To clarify, we can't refer directly, right? We
right.
asked the PNB to refer, right?
Correct.
So they have to take time in their meeting to talk about it and decide whether to refer.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are we any need to say anything more, or can we just do the vote on the referral, on the proposed referral? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Bim Brown, A.C. Byrd. Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? No. Rosalinda Montez Palacios? Richard Phelps?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Corrine Roberts? Corrine Roberts? Wendy Schroll?
I don't think they have time for this, no.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Okay, Serene Roberts? Okay, not that. One, two, three. I have 6-4, 2 against.
Okay, so the motion to recommend referral passes, and now the final amendment is mine, which reads... the governance committee is not expressing an opinion on this proposed bylaws amendment. Is there anyone who needs that clarified? Okay. Then could you please call the roll?
Okay. So it is
the governance committee is
not expressing an opinion on this bylaws amendment.
Right.
I'm sorry, but this is contradictory to the amendment as it stands. We're saying the governance committee recommends a bylaw amendment, and then we're saying the governance committee doesn't make a stand on it. I mean, I don't get it. It's sort of our false point from before.
Not an amendment.
Okay. Maybe, since I still don't have it in front of me, maybe you could, George, you could read the text one more time, please.
Well, Arpol has it.
Can you read the...
The text of the motion?
The original motion, or the...
The original motion is, the governance committee recommends a bylaws amendment that would require that all expenses above $5,000 would be sent to the executive director for approval. A list of such expenses would be presented to the by the executive director to the PNB at its next meeting.
Okay. George, your point is well taken. I didn't remember that language was in there, so... let me see. I guess my amendment would be
withdrawn.
No. the point here is to give them the proposal without a recommendation, just to say, look at this.
I think that's what the referral actually does. I mean, it says the bylaws committee is considering this. We're referring it to you. What do you think about it? They could send it back and say, yeah, we think it really requires a bylaws amendment. Or they could send it back, we don't like it at all. Or they could say, well, yeah, we can do it. We don't need a bylaws amendment. So
no,
I think those are the three possibilities, and they're all there.
I think the better way to avoid the confusion would be, my amendment would be to strike the language about the governance committee recommends. And so it would be, what we just passed was to recommend that it be referred to the finance committee, and it would be just the proposal by itself, not the governance committee recommends blah, 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 but just that the bylaws be amended, blah, blah, blah. And then nobody will be confused by that language saying the governance committee recommends. So can you read, Arpol, can you read the motion as it would read without any reference to the governance committee? Just pick it up after governance committee recommends that.
A bylaws amendment that would require... grammatically, it's a mess because you don't have a subject.
Okay, here. The
blank
subject,
recommend.
I got it. The subject would be that the bylaws be amended to blah, blah, blah.
That So you want to change the whole thing to read...
Point of order? I think we're
hold on,
way
let,
over time.
Hold on. Let R. Paul just read it, and then I'll hear the point. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, so you want to make it now that the bylaws amendment that would require... Oh,
no, no, that the
bylaws
be amended.
The bylaws
be amended.
Amended. That the bylaws be amended to require...
Right.
To require that all expenses above $5,000 would be sent to the executive director for approval. A list of such expenses would be presented to the executive director by the executive director to the PNB at its next meeting.
Exactly. Okay, Richard, was that Richard, the point of order?
Yes, I was just saying, I think we're way past time.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we're in the middle of a vote now. We're just going to finish the vote, and then we move on from this. So is everyone clear, or do you need it read again as to what we're about?
Are we just voting on your amendment?
Yeah,
now?
Which I had to fix because it was flawed in the language, but now I've gotten the correct language. So, R. Paul, one more time, please.
That the bylaws be amended to require that all expenses above $5,000 would be sent to the executive director for approval. A list of such expenses would be presented by the executive director to the PNB at its next meeting.
Okay, so in other words, my amendment is striking any reference that the governance committee recommends. Is everyone clear what we're voting on? To strike those words. Okay.
However, the governance committee is referring this to the finance committee.
Right, that we already have voted on. That's done. Okay. Now we're just striking any reference to that we support it. It's just saying, here's a proposal. Look, another committee should look at it. Okay? So go ahead, call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
No.
Brown, A.C. Byrd, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Rosalinda Montez Palacios, Richard Phelps.
Yes.
George Ryder.
No.
Green Roberts.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll.
No.
Deb Shafto.
No.
Have one, two, three, four. Four, yes. One, two, three, four, five, no. Four,
okay.
Yes, five, no.
Okay, the amendment fails, and now we're at the main motion with the referral. So
That's already been passed.
Well,
yeah.
The referral's been passed. So, well, actually, R. Paul, do we need to vote on the underlying motion, or are we done?
We did it.
Well, basically, we have referred this, and we have disposed of it by referring it. That's our thing. We
referred
the original proposed motion.
Okay, so we're done.
I thought we had to vote on the main motion.
We voted to refer.
Yeah, but the referral was only if it passed.
It did pass.
No, we haven't voted on the main motion.
Yes, we did.
We did?
No,
did we vote on the main motion? No, we haven't.
No. Let me clarify for Lydia. When we vote to recommend anything be referred, it obviates the question of whether we approve the underlying proposal.
Another committee should
look at it.
Okay.
So we're done with this. So now, technically, we're past time on the other part, but is there any objection to keeping the 10 minutes that we're past time on for the bylaws convention?
What?
I don't think it'll even take that long.
Okay. We had said 5-10 minutes for the bylaws convention earlier, but now we're kind of past time for the whole working group. But does anyone object to just spending up to 10, maybe less?
I do.
You do? Okay. Does someone want to amend it to 5 minutes? Maybe would you object to that?
This is Lydia. I think we should stick to 10.
Okay, then I guess we're going to have a roll call then on whether to extend for 10 minutes. Go ahead, R. Paul.
This is a motion to
extend the bylaws working group
for this item by 10 minutes?
Right.
As opposed to 5 minutes? Is that the choice?
No, as opposed to not at all.
Oh.
Is there an overall time for the whole meeting?
Yeah, actually, we had approved. That's a very good point. We
9:45.
Had approved 9:45, and it's now 9:41. So we're going to have a two-thirds vote to go past 9:45. So this motion needs two-thirds to pass.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes. I'm sorry. I lost my place for a second. Where are we?
It's a motion to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes.
Yes.
That's a yes. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Jim Brown, A.C. Byrd, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer.
Pass.
R. Paul Martin. No. Rosalinda Montes Palacios, Richard Phelps.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Rain Roberts?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
That's a no?
Yes. Yes, it's a no.
Okay. I have five yes. One, two, three.
Well, hold on. I didn't vote.
Oh, Bob, yes.
I'll vote yes.
Okay. That's six yes, three no. That's